living life so many must be together the folks in the human arching express. Yeah, podcast on fire. Nothing less, nothing second best. Welcome to the true and new show.
What is going on, guys? Number 200. We finally made a 200th episode today. 200 episodes.
That's crazy.
And like always, the big man didn't come in today, so I got Quez here with me again.
Welcome to the Ooh and Cue podcast.
I'm sorry, Chew, if you're watching, bro, I hope you feel better. I hope you get better. I know right now he's going through a little situation now, health issues, but hopefully he sees it through and he's back on the pod ASAP.
Yeah, man.
I mean, episode 200, first one, the first 100 was with Chew, and that was a great podcast. Now it's with 200. Now I'm with Quez on here, so it's going to be an interesting one today.
Crazy.
But on another note, everybody's been hitting me up the last couple of days since I put that commercial up.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. So, without further ado, guys, Chew New Podcast proudly welcomes Miss Bethany Brown to the podcast. What is going on? What is going on, man? What's up? Wow. Oh, camera. We're fine. Oh my gosh. First of all, I want to say thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. I know you're a very, very busy person.
Yes.
Left and right. You caught me in like the perfect moment because we just wrapped the feature film.
Really?
And, yeah. So, like, literally the perfect moment. I'm a tiny bit tired, but we're good.
Oh, okay.
We're living. That's
life. Well, first of all, I appreciate you taking the time out and come talking to these nobodies for a while.
Yes. Sorry about that.
But the way we like to start off our show is we want to get to know the guests. We want to know who they are, where they grew up, where they came from, and what inspired you to become into the career you're in right now. What, you know, start from the very beginning. The mic is all yours.
Wow. So who I am, I'm Bethany Brown. I'm an actor. I'm very happy to be here and be doing what I love. Where I started off, I actually was like raised on like a 100-acre farm, riding horses, like wrangling cattle. So I came from like real country living, and but I always had an affinity for the arts. So I've always like gravitated towards music and towards acting and things like that. And then my dad like really encouraged me to go into like the sciences and sports because apparently there's more money there than there tends to be.
Of course.
It's not wrong.
Right.
And so I played soccer and I went off to university playing soccer. And then funny enough, I was playing soccer on a beach with some friends and they were casting a Kellogg's Frosted Flakes commercial.
Oh,
and
wow.
I asked if I wanted to do that. So I thought that was pretty cool. And yeah, kind of the rest is history.
The rest is history. Well, that's good. I mean, hey, when there was an open door, you took opportunity, you went for it. That's awesome.
Right.
Right.
Like, yeah, they're like, we'll fly out to Toronto. You'll play soccer with like Tony.
Yeah.
Tiger. And I was like, yeah, I'm in. That sounds like a really great option for me.
You say Tony the Tiger?
Yeah.
Tony the Tiger.
Wow. We just had Tony Daniels about a couple of weeks ago. So
yes, we did.
The original voice of Tony the Tiger. So that's awesome.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so great.
The stars are aligning.
Yes. It's beautiful.
That's awesome.
Right, when Frosted Flakes are involved, just the stars collide.
Yeah, exactly. They actually collide. And I know there's been quite a few. You did a lot of theater also, if I'm mistaken, correct?
I haven't done a lot of theater, but I did a bit of theater, yeah.
Okay. With all the roles that you've done, I mean, was there a favorite role or project that you always wanted to work on so far, you know, something that you said, you know what, I want to try this out?
The show that I always wanted to be on was The 100. And it was fun because I reached out to my team like so many times going like, is there anything for me on that show? Like I will go.
Right.
And then my very first audition for that show was in season 6 when I actually got to play Jade and Jasmine.
Awesome.
So, yeah, so that was a huge dream come true. And then, of course, The Flash. And, like, you know, everyone wants to play, like, a superhero or, like,
a guy. Right.
Like, a huge bucket list item. And I just loved Janet Petty, like, playing that character who could kind of change the density of matter and technically fly.
Really, you know, that was really dope. Especially that clip where you actually touch Flash and he floats up into the air and you just walk out of the room like, you know, easy peasy later.
It was so much fun. It was such a fun show to work on. And it's so epic, you know, like in the superhero world, it's just so epic.
And did you feel, how did you feel playing the villain? I mean, was it, I mean, like you said it yourself. I mean, some people want to be the superhero. But I mean, playing the villain is a total opposite side of the moon,
man.
It's
so cool.
I mean, how was that? How was that experience?
Villains have more fun.
Exactly. You see, it's cool being a villain, dude.
You get to do all the things that you're absolutely taught not to do.
Exactly.
And like, you know, the superheroes out there trying to stop change from happening, and the villain just out there instigating change and lighting things on fire, and like, you know, so, and you get to laugh at things that like are really, really inappropriate. So truly you are having the most fun on set, I think.
Right.
So I really, really love the opportunity to play a villain. And it's so rare. Like, you know, apparently with a face like this, they don't see villainous. But yeah, no, I sure had fun.
And you also also came out on Charmed also for a couple of seasons, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I was on Charmed for about, I think, 3 seasons.
3 seasons? How did that turn out? How did that approach you?
Funny enough, I auditioned for like a really small part that like was possibly reoccurring, but really was like thinking of, you know, maybe a one-off episode. And I showed up there and it was like, you know, this bartender character who's hitting on the other character, and the other character was like literally not feeling it at all. And I tried
to be sexy
and like, yo, what's up? You know, that kind of thing. Just really not having it. And so the director came up to me being like, it's not landing, so why don't you just like change all the dialogue and be a bit goofy and funny and stumble over yourself and like just be totally not cool? And I was like, yeah, okay, that's probably more fun to walk out. And so I did that, and everyone was laughing, and it kind of like just really lit up the chemistry of the moment. And so I think that was just like this cool seed that was planted that then I got to kind of do a few seasons on that show. But
right,
it was interesting because like at a certain point they came out of left field being like, oh, and you're a witch, but you didn't know because you're in witchness protection, so you haven't been a witch for a really long time. But like,
right,
you
have
so then you can give this piece of information to, you know, these other characters. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, how do I sort of tuck that under? You know, if I would have known earlier, I might have peppered it in. And then I was like, you know what? No. Let's really think about this. And
right.
So I added that clearly, like being a witch gave my character a lot of like PTSD. Mm-hmm. And so, and therefore she like capped it really hard and like really hit it and shoved it under.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when she had to then approach doing magic again, it came with this big kickback. Like it was really expensive psychologically and emotionally for her to do magic. And that I think really launched my character into like, you know, getting her own episode to really explain the backstory of that and
right.
kind of open up this whole world for me as an actor, but also for my character. So yeah, that was a pretty special role.
That's awesome. And from your point of view, is there a, like when you're doing a new role, is there any specific techniques or rituals that you do? Do you research the character or you just play it on the fly or?
Yeah, no, I just no prep, just go out, just, you know, shoot from the hip. That's who this is.
There you go.
No. I do a lot of prep work. I've gone to lots of, you know, training and acting schools and, some of the stuff where, you know, if you're going to kind of follow method light, maybe even at certain points, I've like ate like the character and kind of kept the same hours that the character would keep. So like, say on The Flash, I was up all night and sleeping during the day kind of thing. Just
know
kind of what that feels like and who this person would be and how she'd walk through the world. So I really do try on characters for size and like bring them out into the world with me.
Awesome.
But of course, you know, the simplest feature is look through the script and just see, like, write down everything everyone else says about your character, write down everything your character says about herself or themselves, and you kind of get these really two versions. And I think we all have, like, you know, the me I see, the me you see, and then the me I want to be. And right. So I really try to break my characters into those three pieces as well. Like, this is who I see myself as. This is how people interpret me or even misinterpret me as.
Right.
And this is kind of where I'm trying to go arc-wise, like what I'm trying to learn.
Right. And grow. That's yeah, awesome.
Really That's... petty, really, really boring stuff.
Doesn't sound boring. That don't sound boring to me.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of information is great for some of the young talent here in the South Texas, here in the RGV that are trying to make it in the business, trying to pursue to become an actor, actress, or actor, or even a stunt double. You know, it's, you know, I'm always asking interviewees like yourself, what advice can you give them? I mean, what couldn't they look forward to? What's something they can go on the set and say, you know what, this person told me I should do this, I should follow that. I mean, is there any advice you can give these young actors that are coming up?
Yeah, you know, this thing that's kind of flying around right now is like there's no small parts. And I think like it's a bit of a confusing one unless you actually build a full world and a full life for your character, even if there is just one line. And say coming from Charmed, where it could have been one scene or two scenes, maybe one episode, and building this really full life where people still have questions and want to learn more about your character. That's kind of how you plant the seed of the writers going, huh, there's more there. Let's dig into that. Let's bring this person back. And obviously it's super, you know, important to establish relationships on set. And I don't mean like make friends with everybody because that's almost impossible. Mm-hmm. And it can be pretty taxing. Like if you're one of the leading characters and you're there every single day and you have such a big load in terms of just memorizing your lines and like, you know, emotional load as well. To really be available then for friendship. But I mean like, you know, really showing up in character to then establish these relationships with the other characters.
Right.
And not be afraid to, like, I know people will say like acting is reacting, and it is. So listen, and obviously when somebody's giving you something, react to it, take it in, and let it color the next thing you're doing.
But right.
It's so cool when somebody comes in like with some action where they're actually going to push the scene around and now I have to react to what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are the kind of things of like, there's no small parts because you can make it a really big part if you really flesh out the character, the world, the relationships. And then, yeah, don't be afraid to push people around energetically. Not physical violence, you know, don't just
become,
oh, I'm just going to punch this person in the face. Obviously not, right?
Right.
Right. Pushing some energy around for sure.
Right. That's good crazy. To know. I mean, that's good. That's real good advice. Considering the fact like you've done quite a few roles. I mean, I was going through all the movies that you've done and the best one, I mean, they're all great, but to me, when you come out in a Lego movie, bro, you made it.
Yep.
You made Pretty it. Much. I don't care who you are. You making a Lego movie, Jurassic Park Lego movie. You made it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. In my book.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that was also pretty epic. Being in the Lego franchise is incredible because then you get all these little toys and they'll send them to you. Yeah. And then they'll be like, hey, we're actually making like your ride at like Lego World. And you're like, what? You know, and then you get a movie that goes with the ride and they're like, it's 4D. So they're going to be like spraying people in the face with like water and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really, really special.
That's awesome.
So you're like, where are my tickets?
Yeah, where are my tickets? And like, also send me all the Lego that y'all need to send me because I will play with it and build the world for my character.
It's mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was, like I said, I was going through some of the stuff on some of the shows and movies you've done. And my wife picked up real quick. You've done quite a few Christmas movies.
Yeah. You were saying I got a face for Christmas. Villainous face for Christmas, totally.
She was looking at it, go, ooh, I haven't seen that one. Ooh, I haven't seen that one. Ooh, I'm like, oh, here we go. Christmas in July.
You got your
here it comes.
Christmas in July.
So okay. You just filled up her summer already with a bunch of Christmas movies, so she's gonna try to catch all of them now.
Oh,
but but out of all the roles you've done, what are the most memorable and memorable moments that you had? I mean, that's really stuck to you till right now? Because I'm pretty sure you're going to make more memories along the way because you got a bright career in front of you. But memories so far right now, I mean, that you've kept, like, I'll never forget this moment.
Well, now that you mentioned Christmas movies, I'm thinking about Operation Christmas Drop, where I got to go to Guam, and we worked with the American, like, the Air Force. And it was like on Anderson Air Force Base. It was insane. Like they just adopted us in to their family, and they
that's let awesome.
F-15s. And I was oh, like, wow. I'm an actor, but I will be here pulling pins and like on the comms and like literally the pilot, hey little lady, and I was like, you should be focusing. Like I don't know what I'm doing here, and we're launching this F-15. So yeah, like it was so cool. And then we actually got to go up in the back of a C-130. A C-130, if you don't know, it's just a massive aircraft, like a cargo aircraft.
Right. Right.
Like two buses, like
oh my gosh.
Butt to nose. Yeah, it's massive. And they let us like go up over so we're flying around. They were basically up leveling the pilot to, I guess, low level high threat missions.
Oh, okay.
So he's doing these crazy banking turns around these like tiny little islands. And oh, okay. So for about 6 seconds, you're like 2 times your body weight. And then for the next 6 seconds, you're like 0 G's. So you're just floating. And yeah. Yeah. And they didn't tell me they were going to do that. So I was just like, and we're shooting while this is happening, and I'm trying to do the dialogue and the whole thing, and it was just that was pretty next level. But then one of the coolest, most beautiful things is they actually let us go to the back of the aircraft where they opened it.
Okay.
There was like cargo crates of medical supplies, and mm-hmm. we actually pushed those supplies out the back of the C-130 to service some of the underserviced islands around Guam.
Oh, okay.
Medical supplies and fishing supplies and all these things that was actually happening in the movie. So we got
wow. back. Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's you're a part of that. That's freaking awesome. That is awesome, man.
Yeah.
To be part of something like
really
that.
Cool. And it really touched my heart. So it's one of those things that I'll remember forever. And and you know, and they're so chill about everything too, because like they do this all the time. And then they're like, "Oh, you want to go diving with the Marines on the weekend?" And I'm like,
"Watch out!"
Yeah,
yeah,
yes, I probably do. Like, yeah.
Emperor's New Groove. Bring it on! any special upcoming projects that are coming up in the future? I know you had been telling me, we talked a little bit about some future films that are coming up, but I know you finished wrapping up one. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. So that one's actually going to be coming probably 2025 at the earliest. And so that one's called A Safe Distance. I had the honor of leading that film, and so I'm really excited. It's a thriller, so it's very exciting. We're, you know, running through forests and... there may be a gun in the movie.
There may or may not be.
Mm-hmm. It's a really fun and exciting movie. And I actually haven't seen something like that on a page in quite some time. In terms mm-hmm. of, I think, over the past little bit, things have gotten just a little more safe. And I understand why. We came from a very unsafe environment, I think, sort of pre-Me Too. And like, I definitely kind of came into the industry when it was really high threat, super, super dangerous, very, very exciting. But a bit Wild West. And then we did a big pivot to like some pretty safe sets. And not that this was an unsafe set, but it brought back some of the themes that we kind of previously discussed, mm-hmm. I would say, you know, 10 years ago. So it was really, really exciting to do that. And we did it in a very safe way, very, you know, consensual, wonderful, but
exciting
and dangerous. So I'm excited about that one.
Mm-hmm.
There's one I can't talk about, so which I might have to act. I read the message that I wrote to you guys. I was like,
oh, yeah. So I haven't said, I have not. This. I have not said anything. I crossed my heart, zip lip, throw the key away. I have not said
thank
nothing.
You.
So right? I'm not. I will only say anything when you give me permission.
Thank you. So I'm sure there's snipers everywhere going, wait, what did you say? Yeah.
I'm not gonna touch that with a 10-foot pole. Don't worry. You got my respect for that. Don't worry about that.
You're the best.
No problem.
I think pretty quick. Called, I don't know what I'm allowed to say on this podcast, but it's called F Mary Kill.
Okay.
And that's with Lucy Hale, and it was really, really, really fun to make. It's a comedy and it's hilarious. Like, as in, I might get canceled. I said such funny things that I was like, should I have said that? Well, if you can now, and if I'm canceled, right. I deserve it. But yeah, so that one's really funny. So go watch it and watch me. Accident, myself. And I'll apologize for things I said. I'll apologize right here and now. I said some very funny but maybe crude things.
Dark humor.
And then I have a TV series coming out called Plan B, which is gritty. It's dark. It has some time travel elements to it. So those are kind of the three that are really hit right now. And then I also directed a short film, so that's having a really cool.
That's awesome. Wow, yeah. That's awesome. Oh, yeah. We got somebody here who wants to put it. I think you might be able to read that. It says, go ahead, buddy.
Crystal Modine says, she's beautiful.
There you go.
I'm just tired, you know?
Well, you make it look good.
That's tiring?
That's tiring. Wow.
That's really tiring to me.
So, I mean, as far now on downtime, what does Miss Brown like to do in her downtime when she's not working, not doing, you know, just want to relax? What is the chi is to bring everything to a level for you at the end of the day?
I think you nailed it. It's about alignment for me. So I'm like, you know, I'm doing yoga, I'm meditating, I'm like walking the seawall, going for hikes, seeing friends, seeing family, like really reconnecting with myself, but also like with my heart and with the people who make my heart expand and get on.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's good.
I love seeing the world and like, you know, getting connect on that global level. And I love watching films. Like I'll take myself on like a standing Tuesday night movie date and just try to see everything in theater.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, okay. Let's go to that favorite movie.
Favorite movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Put you on
these
the spot.
These things are impossible. These like favorite show that I've worked on, favorite movie. It's like these things are so difficult. Like I think I liked Mulholland Drive for a really, really long time.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought it was so complicated, and I thought, you know,
I had to watch it over and over so I can really what the heck was going on here.
Yeah, I was like, I can't remember movies. What's going on? And then I found out that they actually did the first part as like a pilot. And then the pilot didn't get picked up. And so they ended up shooting the back half of the movie like a year later. And I was like,
right.
Yeah, and that's how it felt. It literally felt like kind of two different things put together, which I thought was so interesting. Mm-hmm. Recent movie that I've seen that I really liked. There's so many great movies. And my mind is blanking because I've just seen like literally some. Oh, I loved One Love. I don't know if you all saw that.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh.
The wife is watching, she's probably looking for it right now.
Yeah, put it on your list. The music obviously was incredible, but like it just felt like this like window into Jamaica in like the kind of the 70s.
Oh, One Love, the Bob Marley movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've been wanting to watch it. I haven't watched it yet. Yes.
Put it on the list. I really, really loved it.
Yeah.
Do you like horror movies?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
She said no. Like, the problem for me is I like get inside the movie and like I'll literally like ask my partner, like, why would you do that? Like, I'm so offended literally like by what's happening in the film.
Don't go in there.
I watched Hereditary and I was traumatized for a year.
Oh, God.
And I took it out on everybody around me. Like, nobody, my cat was sick. So, sure. I appreciate that in their existence, but I'm not good at watching them. Why do you say? Is there like what omen something coming out that you're like, let's see this?
No, I recently saw The Strangers. It was all right.
Gosh,
chapter one. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's a hardcore.
It was pretty good.
Hardcore movie.
I mean, I like the original, but this recent one, it was okay.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. So you're just over here being like, oh yeah, it was chill. It was like, you know, sour cream and onion chips, and I'm like, okay, but are you luring me into like something horrific?
I mean, if you're like a regular horror, like, you know,
film fanatic, yeah.
Like, you already know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, you pretty much know where the jump scares are. You know what's gonna happen.
It's basically the sound that scares you. That's what it is.
So you said you watch it on mute.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The quest told me to watch it on mute.
Right.
You will not get scared if you watch it on mute.
I can see your face right now, and you're like, yeah, watch it. It'll be chill. And I'm like,
and then he does the turn.
You know what?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good movie.
I like watching a lot of the based on true story horrors. You know, those are the ones that always get me. Yeah. I like watching that. It's just, I don't know why, but it's just something I like to watch.
So your genre of movies, what do you prefer?
Oh, well, I think
I
like horror. Mess me up for a year. But even horror, like, I do appreciate The Haunting of Hill House and stuff. Like, that was
such a
good story. So I do try my best to watch it. But, like, generally I'll tend to watch something more drama or a dramedy or comedy. Like, I really like Under the Bridge right now. I don't know if you've seen that series. Okay. And that's basically a true story. And has murder and stuff. So, like,
Jot that one down. Under the Bridge.
Under the Bridge. Murders.
Like, murdered. You got me at murders.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I can watch that.
Oh gosh, man. Music. What music are you partake to as far as you to relax?
Oh man, I like it all, to be honest. Because I have a music background, right? Like, I was in music school since I was 3. Mm-hmm. So I started with classical music, so I can get down with classical music. I can get down with country music, like.
There you go.
Pop music, I'm good. R&B, hip hop, like.
So what is on Bethany Brown's playlist right now?
Exactly.
Oh man, everything from Orville Peck to like Pudum, like, which, you know, just club bangery, like Move Your Body stuff.
There you go.
Literally, it spans. And then I also really, I dig a lot of stuff coming out of, like, Nigeria right now. And, like, there's this playlist called, like, African Chill on Apple Music, which I'm loving. I love Spanish music. Like, literally, I just try to consume
Spanish music
as possible.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
any Spanish artists, what Spanish artists do you like?
Well, Maluma is so great, and so I kind of like will pop his name in, and then whatever comes up underneath, I'm just like, yes.
all right.
I got another comment here. Here we go, plus it up there.
The Haunting of Hill House was traumatizing.
There you go.
Thank you. Oh, understands what I have to go through watching. You know, didn't sleep. Got a little weird, but it was good.
Just mute the sound, you'll be all right.
Just mute the sound and close your eyes, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Oh my God. Just act like you're watching it. Look down and just like make it seem like you're watching it.
Right. Right. Favorite food?
Oh, I'd probably say sushi or like anything Japanese.
Good answer.
Yeah. Big hearts. And then obviously, like, I love Mexican food and like a dope burrito. You always got me. That's a yes. And then, you know, the go-to pizza where I'm just like, And I eat healthy. Okay. I do this. I cook healthy. But then when I go out to eat, I'm just like, give me a burrito.
I'm going to ask her this question. We had this question this past Tuesday about the pizza. Remember we were talking about that, how the right way to eat it well stuff.
Yeah.
How do you, I mean, this is going to be a weird question, but how do you eat your pizza? Is it with straight from the back of the crust? Do you fold it up? Or the new trend where they turn it upside down and eat it?
Oh, honey, no, I'm all fork and knife. No, I'm kidding. Everyone's silent.
What? Okay, y'all. No, thanks for hanging out with us, Bendy. We'll see you next time.
Right, hey, dude. Get this girl off this now.
Like, are we friends? Did we become friends? Did we just become best friends right now?
Exactly. If she wasn't canceled. No, I don't get weird with pizza. I just eat it straight. Just like the little mini tip part, just you know.
Right.
Yeah,
because we had a gentleman here. Shout out to Uncle Chop's food court.
Oh yeah,
he brought us some margarita pizzas, and we were taking the slices off. And I mentioned it. Have you ever tried eating it upside down? And my brother said,
"I've never tried it.
You can't eat it upside down because it'll fall off." And the chef said, You're not supposed to add that much sauce. It's supposed to stay all in all compartment inside.
So basically, the reason for that is just to touch the for it to touch the taste buds.
Yeah, taste it. Give you the full taste of the taste buds.
Okay.
So next time you go have a pizza, you're at home. Don't do it in public. Do it at home because it might get
messy. When all my toppings fall off. Yeah.
So just try eating it upside down and see what you think. And
it was all right.
It was pretty good. I liked it.
Did it protect the roof of your mouth from like the geyser of oil that like
yes.
holds it?
Yes.
I feel like that might be protective and then you can just eat faster, which is it's pretty much the imperative of life is how fast can I
get it. It's getting too complicated. I'm just going to eat it normally. I'm just going to eat it the right way.
Fork and knife, just like Ms. Brown.
Yes, go for it.
I love how literally it was the first moment where you guys went
silence. Well, we'll edit that out. I don't know. We don't like dead air.
I didn't know. I didn't know how to approach it. I was like, oh shit.
Did she just say what I thought she said?
Oh, damn, she got us.
let me mute this for a minute. We need to have a serious conversation right now.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I know we said only 30 minutes, but talking to you is awesome. We're finally getting a roll on it. But I do want to say it for another time when we have you back on the podcast so we can talk to you more and upcoming projects that are happening, which we will not discuss, I promise.
Tell me after.
Shut up. I'm not telling you nothing.
I need to know.
No, I'm not going to tell you. Yeah. Bethany will come look for me and kill me.
Like you said, South Texas, right? Yeah.
Oh, you see? You see what you did?
What?
Oh, damn it. Oh, my gosh. We would love for you to come down to South Texas one day, maybe to a Comic-Con, maybe. See, we had you come down.
Stop by the studio and do an actual
interview with us. That'd be great. And that way you can meet the people here at the RGB. I'm pretty sure you would probably enjoy the hospitality down there.
Oh, one of my best friends lives in Austin, so I absolutely love Texas, and I'd love to come and hang.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, we're way down south.
Way south.
You can look out right now from our studio from the window. You can see
Mexico.
The border.
Yeah, you see somebody playing the trumpet.
You can hear all that stuff on the other side. But that's another story.
She's silent.
Now she's silent. We got you.
We're even now.
I'm so into it. All right. Come visit.
And plus, we have the South Padre Island down the way. Yeah. So you can enjoy yourself all here in the RGB, all the great culture down here. A lot of great culture down here and great food. If you love Mexican food, you're going to like it down here. Trust me. You're going to love it.
Real Mexican food.
Yeah, real hardcore Mexican food. You'll love it. Trust me.
When
just bring a lot of
Mexican food. No, I'm joking.
just bring a lot of heartburn pills when you come down. But
heartburn. that damn heartburn.
Yeah, heartburn gets you. Bethany, I appreciate you coming on the podcast. I don't want to take more of your time because I know you're exhausted. Last but not least, social media said all your fans can reach out to you and look for you and follow you for any new upcoming things coming your way.
Yeah, come hit me up on Instagram. Come hang out at Bethany Brown. I do lots of Q&As and try to get live with y'all so we can be interactive. But yeah, at Bethany Brown.
All right. Yeah, I actually found you on Instagram. I was like, oh wow, she does not only act, but she does modeling also. So this is awesome.
That is awesome.
I saw some pictures on
there. No, she's acting like a model. She's not.
Oh, no. You ain't fooling me on that one, Bethany.
I mean, this is her tired.
This is her tired right here.
I can only imagine full form.
Full form.
Yeah, right? You're like, her not tired is too much.
No,
anyway,
Bethany,
I'll let you guys go.
Thank you so much. God bless you, and I hope your career continues to blossom through the years. Thank you so much,
Bethany. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Bethany Brown. Golly, big shout out to her, man. That's crazy, awesome, dude. That is awesome, bro.
Hey, dude, she came out of Supernatural.
Supernatural? I think so. Well, no. She
was doing my research, dude.
Doing research. I know she came out quite a few episodes. I know she did, the Lego movie. She did Journey to My Heart. She did Charmed, of course, like what we spoke about.
I saw her.
And she also came out on The Good Doctor also. And Ninjago. We forgot to mention Ninjago.
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 Ninjago. Get it right, dude. Ninjago.
Fucking Ninjago. I'm a freaking Latino, bro. That's the way I read it. That's the way I see it.
You sound like a white person.
Oh, no, never mind.
Can I have a hotty weedy? Can I have a hotty weedy? A hotty weedy?
Oh, my God. Live guys, we forgot our number one on episode 200. He is here, Mr. Louie. Oh, my God. You ready? Two, three. I'm out. What's going on, Louie, man? Glad you came out to have a little fun with us, bro. Glad you came out and had a little fun. Oh, big shout out to Mr. Carlos here. This is a guy right here, man, that gave us, and I'm going to say it correctly, the putos in the podcast.
Thank you for the putos.
Hey, thank you for the putos, Carlos. Dude,
she said, she caught me when she said what she said. That was pretty.
She's quick, man. She's a firecracker, man. She's quick.
It's like, you know how, like, back then, like, just our uncle would just like, ah, like, you know, put your pants on the shit.
Ah, memories. Childhood.
Like, pick up bullying. Your pants. I'm like, no, that's what you get for not picking up your pants.
Childhood bullying. Guys, a big shout out to one of our great sponsors, Anora Constructions. Phone number is area code 956-363-7195. Great sponsor. If you're looking to renovate, remodel commercial or residential properties, give these guys a call, man. Great craftsmanship. Great guys to talk to. They've been busy for the last couple of days. I know the last time
this
I heard.
Is summer.
Yeah, as I heard, they were like I told you, they were up in Houston. I think they're doing another Texas Roadhouse in Houston again. So they've been rocking and rolling over there, man. And I mean, big shout out to those guys doing a great job on what they do. Great, excellent work. If you want something done, give these guys a call. Another big sponsor to the Rabbit Hole, another great sponsor of ours, Rabbit Hole Liquor and Smoke. Not only that, adult novelty.
They sell toys.
Quez's favorite little thing. Give them a call at 956-599-0103. Get all their information on Facebook, Instagram. Reach out to them. Give them a call. Give you the correct location to go out there, guys. Great place. I've been there once. They got a lot of beer, a lot of wine, bro, and smoke also. They got also a lot of tattoo stuff. If you want to become a tattoo artist, this is a place you might want to go. And if you want to start up venturing in that business, that's the place to go. Also, a big, huge shout out also to another great sponsor, Buzz Bull Creamery. Guys,
the ice cream bar.
Liquor-infused ice cream. They're located on 529 South Texas Boulevard, Wesco, Texas. Phone number 956-998-2541. Tell BD the Chewing You podcast sends you, bro. She'll hook it up, man. She'll hook it up. Great. You know, I'm going to be honest. I haven't been out there in a while.
I got to go check it out. It's always packed.
I know it's always packed, man.
I was going to go last time. There's too many cars. I'm like, man.
I don't want to walk.
I don't fucking walk, bro.
No, this is an ice cream parlor. I'm supposed to sit down and enjoy my ice cream. Come out, man.
America. I thought this was America.
I thought this was America. Well, you want to say something?
You want to go? Now go?
Oh, my God. Freaking South Park, man. Anyways, man. Yeah, episode 200, man. Wow, so many great guests in the last 200 episodes, man, and we're still going. And you know, Quez is pretty tired. He had a long day today.
Lisa, what's good? Shit. Nah, but, just damn, bro. It's fucking crazy.
There you go. I'm sorry. There you go. Saying I got a Mr. the gentleman who brought us Los Putos right there saying laughing and thumbs up. So,
can we have some more putos?
That's just awkward.
We're demanding more putos.
We're demanding more putos ASAP, please. And while you're at it, we want more mamones also.
Lisa says, when's my interview?
No. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. We got to schedule something. We got to schedule something soon. But we have a great interview coming up next week. We got Mr. Stubbs Jr. coming in. After what Chris Cuellar told you yesterday about being a big boy. The big boy. This guy's built like a fire engine.
Amanda Reyes says, yeah, cállate, shut up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, Armando, I had to call you Amanda. My bad, bro.
Know, he looks like an Amanda Chicacahuate. What's
bro,
going
I'm
on, Cacahuate? Big shout out to Mando, man. We have to bring Mando up back. He got to come back, man. Get him on the podcast again. Bring all those wrestlers like he promises, man. He's going to bring them on in.
So Chew can take out his prosthetic leg.
And beat the crap out of everybody in the podcast. So that'll be fun to watch and interesting topic to be out there, too. So. that was crazy. Man, I was reminiscing about a couple of days ago, dude. Something happened yesterday. A legend passed away just recently. Finding out that this person passed away took me back, way back to when I was a kid, man. Every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning. First of all, the first thing Dad would put on the tube was Aquí con Rogelio.
Yeah,
that was the first one.
That was the first time I knew he lived in Donna, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mr. Botello. Shout out to Mr. Botello and all his family. I mean, God rest his soul. He's no longer with us, but great man. Great talent on the show also. That was the first thing we did on Sunday.
That's fucking crazy.
And then after that, we would turn over to NBC, Channel 23.
NBC? No, it was Channel...
No,
it was NBC. What channel was it?
I don't remember.
It was
that.
Channel 8.
Channel 8. It was
23.
Y los Sundays con Barbacoa también.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened. And we want to give praise to all those beautiful cows that passed away.
Johnny Canales,
man. God.
Take it away.
Oh, my God. And everybody knows the catchphrase. I'm putting it up there. I'm putting it all up there right there. I saw the news on, you know, everybody gets social media. You see it on social media, on Facebook, TikTok, on Instagram. If you don't know who Johnny Canales is, man, you need to really go back.
And you got it.
Yeah, you got it. Take it away. Go back and really look at it. This gentleman brought a lot of interesting talent. He was one of the first ones to actually bring Selena.
Yeah, I was there right now. Gave her a platform.
Gave her a platform.
And, that's fucking crazy, dude.
And, you know... knowing that he's no longer with us, it's kind of like epic ending to something, dude. I mean, it's slowly, you know, our childhood growing up, we're starting to see all these stuff that we see when we're kids, you know, that our parents watched.
They're going away.
And they're slowly fading away, man. You know, and it's...
Yeah, man.
It's sad, bro. Crazy. It's really sad. I mean, but...
Technically, I would watch Puro Tejano, then Aquí Rogelio, then Johnny Canales every Sunday.
No, Puro Johnny...
No, Puro Tejano was on Saturday nights.
Yeah, exactly. Puro Tejano was on Saturday nights.
That was in the mornings, too. Rock and Roll James, too, bro.
Oh, shout out to Rock and Roll James.
Rock and Roll James on Puro Tejano.
He's actually right now, guys. I know he's doing an awesome tribute to Johnny Canales right now. Later on tonight or after we're done here, I know he starts his podcast. But even at 8:30, I'm not sure, or 8 o'clock, I'm not sure.
That's crazy, bro.
But yeah, I know he's doing a shout out to Johnny Canales, man. Great gentleman. A legend among legends, man. Heart goes out to the Canales family, man. Shoot, it's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one, yeah. But, that just started reminiscing on stuff like that.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was crazy.
I was talking to people about that recently, too, even before this news came about. Like, wow, man, that's crazy.
Oh, my God, man. But anyways, guys, 200 episodes. This is awesome. I know it was a short interview with Bethany Brown, but, you know, it was an awesome interview. You guys didn't catch it. You can watch the replay
later. Minutes.
Watch the replay on it, man. It was a good interview. Great interview with her. We got some great guests coming up for the rest of the month. I know we're booked all the way through July already, so we're slowly getting some more talent in here. I think the next big one, we have Mr. Stubbs next week. The following Thursday, David Norek coming on Tuesday. Talking about his, what's it called, Exercise book. And I think he made another one.
Exercise. What is
Exercise? It's to get people up and running, moving around. It's basically a kid's book, but also an adult book. You can read it too. It kind of helps you prevent a little bit of the diabetes.
Exercise.
No, not that, dude. What's wrong with Exercise?
Exercise.
Oh, my God.
All right. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Then the day after that, on Thursday, that same week, we have Carlos Pharaoh
there
on
is.
The podcast. Yeah. He will be giving us an exclusive of Gears of War E-Day, the new game coming out. It's going to be a prequel to the Gears of War, I believe. Did you see
that? Oh, it's a prequel.
Did you see the freaking trailer?
No, I haven't seen
it. Oh my gosh.
I haven't seen the trailer, dude.
The trailer starts off with Marcus Fenix. He's fighting off one of the locusts. You know? And then all of a sudden he kills the locust. The ground breaks down. He's falling, he's hanging onto a pipe, and he's slipping. Then you see an arm reach out and grab him.
Dom.
And it's young Dom pulling him up. I'm like, holy bro. I ran around the freaking house like a little girl, dude.
I have not even touched my Xbox.
You know what? I think we should make a pact, dude. I think we should get back on it. Download Gears again and get back on that Horde.
Or
the Horde.
You mean Horde?
The Horde. What did I say?
Org.
Org?
Yeah.
Org. Horg. Whatever. You know what I mean.
I don't know if I still got it, dude.
Gotta look for it, man. We gotta jump on there and get the gang together and start whooping some ass like we used to, bro. That'll be some fun stuff.
I might lose track of what I need to do.
Yeah. I gotta say Bubba. But those were the days.
Yes.
Those were the days. Ladies and gentlemen, we are cutting it short today. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. We gotta get ready for next week because it's going to be a little busy. Oh, and watch, guys, please be careful next week. I know there's a lot of rain coming into the RGV. If you drive, yeah, a lot of rain
next week.
Next week between Wednesday, I think it starts on Wednesday or Tuesday.
My summer just started, bro.
Well, it's going to rain. We're going to have a front side swimming pool, bro. You know, we're going to have a front, property. You know, let's say, how does that song go from George Strait? The one about oceanfront property. You know, that's what we're going to have.
Property.
Yeah, that one. But, but yeah, dude, a lot of rain coming our way. Please be careful, guys, out in the roads when it starts raining. Would hate to lose one of you guys, one of our great fans. So hope you guys. What's this?
Para que te bañas.
Para que te bañas, chinga. No, ponte flores para no te ahogas, güey.
Get a boat, güey. Get a boat.
Mine no short, dude. I'm afraid he might fall in the puddle and drown, bro. I hope he's wearing his rubber duckies when he's out there and it's raining.
We'll get a boat wave.
Oh, I'm not gonna hear the end of it from Mondo, man. He's gonna come look for me now. But anyways, guys, thank you once again. Thank you to Miss Bethany Brown, man. Appreciate you coming on the podcast, having some fun with us. We will see you next week on Thursdays,
Chubby Bunny.
7:30. No chubby bunnies. Next Thursday, any last words or a quiz?
Man, 200 episode. I just want to say that I'm proud of my brother. I was going to say proud of my brother for doing 200 episodes.
Hey, man.
And that other guy, whatever his fucking name is. Nah, in all seriousness, I hope you get better, brother. And I hope you're back here.
Yeah, we need you back in the podcast. Your leg holds up the table. So, guys, we will talk to you next week. And like always, guys, 3, 2, 1.
Latest Gators!
Peace out, guys.